what do we want to call our fans? Are we at that stage yet? And in our third week?
What a hilarious question on the third recording.
Let us know. You know, we've been doing this for 3 weeks now, and we want to know, for the people who have been in it since the beginning, how would you like to be addressed?
I want to say
hello, hello fans.
What about the
hello
tippets?
Tippers?
Tippets.
Hello, Tippets.
Welcome Tippendales.
To the Tippendales is very good. Welcome, Tippendales. Welcome to the show. This is Arielle and Ned's daily tips that may or may not help you. Today is Monday, December 18th, and I am Arielle Nissenblatt.
Hey, I'm Ned Donovan.
And Ned's got a tip for us today, and I am pumped for it. I think you're going to like it, too.
I do have a tip for us today. Today, we're talking multiple monitors, which is a work-from-home requirement or work-from-office. I don't know your setup. When you are on a call, you might have noticed in some of these tips, my eyes go blink. Why? Because we get notifications to our periphery, and it breaks our focus. Well, my tip for the day is when you get on those calls, turn off your side monitors so you can focus just on the person you need to for your meeting. Darken your monitors, get that brightness out of your eyes, and you will have a much better, more focused meeting.
And that's what we want for you, dear listeners, dear viewers. We want you to be focused.
Dear,
we want you to have
Tippets,
Tippendales.
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 Yeah.
Let us know.
We're trying some stuff.
Yeah, let us know, Tippendales, and goodbye, Tippendales. See
so
you tomorrow.
Long.
If you're a podcast host, listen up. This one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.
This episode is brought to you by Intuit QuickBooks Bill Pay. You didn't start a business to spend your Sundays chasing invoices and manual data entry. But as you grow, accounts payable starts to feel like a full-time job you never applied for. Bills pile up, approvals get lost in email, and your vendors are constantly asking, "Where's my check?" It's distracting, it's stressful, and it's keeping you from the work that actually moves the needle. Intuit QuickBooks Bill Pay is the exit ramp. QuickBooks Bill Pay automates the busy work that eats your calendar by bringing every bill, every vendor, and every payment into one organized dashboard. Stop chasing details and start seeing the big picture. Know exactly what's due, who needs to sign off, and how it impacts your cash flow before the money leaves your bank. Vendors can even manage their own details, so you stay in control of how and when you pay. Grow with confidence and put your AP on autopilot in QuickBooks. Learn more at QuickBooks.com/BillPay. Again, that's QuickBooks.com/BillPay. Terms apply. Money movement services are provided by Intuit Payments, Inc., licensed as a money transmitter by the New York State Department of Financial Services.